The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has warned Harvard University it could lose its certification to enroll international students unless it provides detailed records on foreign students allegedly involved in illegal and violent activities. In a letter sent by DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, the agency demanded that Harvard turn over by April 30 information related to disciplinary actions, threats, or protest involvement by visa-holding students. DHS accuses Harvard of fostering a hostile learning environment for Jewish students amid pro-Palestinian protests following the genocide. "It is a privilege to have foreign students attend Harvard University, not a guarantee," the letter stated, according to the Harvard Crimson. Harvard responded, reaffirming its commitment to the law and constitutional rights. "We will not surrender our independence or relinquish our constitutional rights," a university spokesperson said. "We expect the administration to do the same." This development follows the Trump administration's decision to freeze over $2 billion in federal grants to Harvard and cancel two DHS grants totaling $2.7 million. The White House has also threatened similar actions against other elite universities that refuse to comply with its demands, including banning masks at protests, eliminating diversity programs, and implementing merit-based admissions.